Amber Starks wants to put her braiding skills to work as a volunteer for African-American children in foster care. The Oregon Department of Human Services embraced the idea, but the Portland woman soon found that even a volunteer needs to get a cosmetology license. Starks says traditional African-American hair braiding doesn't use the chemical and heat treatments that are taught in cosmetology school.
I feel like braiders and the other natural hairstylists would be willing to compromise and take some kind of safety training. But we just kind of feel that it's excessive to have to attend 1,700 hours of schooling for something that often isn't taught in school.
Stark says two Democratic state lawmakers have agreed to seek a compromise during next year's legislative session. At the other end of the spectrum, the libertarian think tank Cascade Policy Institute has also taken up the cause. For now, Starks is still braiding hair professionally across the river in Vancouver, Washington. That state relaxed its hair braiding rules several years ago. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.